Think of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hey, Amy. What's going on? It's Noel Dundek.
Oh, hello. How's it going?
Not bad. I just saw your voicemail. Just kind of catching up on a couple of emails and everything else. Just had a couple meetings today.
Awesome.
But yeah, so I know you had a couple of questions, so I figured, so we can go through the rundown here.
All right, sounds good. There was something that I had emailed about for a deal called McLaren Industries. Do you recall seeing that email?
Let me just pull it up.
Okay, if anything, like, I can forward it to you.
Okay. Oh, you know what? So yesterday was my wife's 30th birthday. She left the office a little earlier. It didn't stay at 7:30 and overwork. So I slept a little early for dinner.
Yeah, you're overworking most times anyway, so it's good to get out when you can.
Yeah,
hope you guys had a good time celebrating.
Yeah, it was a good time. Got her a nice gift, so she was pretty happy. Not too bad.
Awesome.
But yeah, so let me pull this one up. Give me a second. 1-3-7-8-3-8-9. Okay, so George Velez.
So
the second person, Rich, you want to add Richardson Doyle.
So it was a little tricky because the first time we had this approved, the only PUG that we had was Richardson Doyle. So this was submitted with no issues about the address. I think that's where it's kind of getting tied up right now. We submitted this time with a PUG named Georgie Velez, and he's another 50% owner. I chose to submit him because he has the better FICO.
Strong credit. I see that.
The only thing that we're running into is that we don't have proof that his home address is different than the business address. I can shoot you over what I have. What I have for his address is a picture of his driver's license, but then he also has a card from the California DMV saying please carry this with your driver's license until a new one's reissued, and it's basically showing that he's updated his address, which happens to be the same as the business address. So I was just wondering.
Let's see here. Give me a second. I'm gonna pull up the old file and see kind of.
Sure.
Where, there's Richardson Doyle. Let's see what his credit was.
I think it was in the 600s, but then the other guy had a high 700.
Yeah. So I see this here. Okay, so this is back in March, April. So we had the address of the business as 605 Hawaii Avenue last time.
Okay.
So maybe and it looks like this. So is that the actual business address?
It's not. I googled the business, and the one that's coming up is the one that we've most recently submitted. It says 1220 Carson Street, Hawaiian Gardens, California. That's the business address that I'm showing through Google, so I think we should keep that as the business address. However, it's also happens to be our PG's address as well, and that's where all the statements are sent, so.
Bear with me for a minute. I'm going to try to see if I can piece this together through a different avenue here. So Carson Street, Hawaii Gardens. So it doesn't look like. Hold on, McLaren Industry. Manufacturer of rubber tracks and tires. Is that
correct?
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Contact us. So it looks like Carson Street is, at least from what Google Maps is showing. Hold on. Seems to definitely be a business street.
Yeah.
Do you know if maybe there? Let me see. You know what? Let me go into this credit report. George Velev.
His credit report. I saw that he had a different. He had the same address showing up on his Experian.
Oh, McLaren. There we go. Okay, so McLaren is. Certainly, this is definitely a business address.
Yeah.
Carson Street. Looking at, like, I see a bunch of cars in the front, so that's definitely not the home address.
Okay.
So what I can try to do is, what does it show on the DL? Does it show Carson or does it show something else? Does it show Hawaii Avenue?
Yeah, it shows, like, 605.
Hawaii.
Right.
Okay. Do you want to send me that DL?
Okay.
Yeah, send me that DL. What I'll do is I will submit that and say, hey, this is Hawaii Avenue is the home address. Carsonet Street is the business address. Please look on Google Maps. You'll see that this is clearly a, you know, it says right there, McLaren. I see the signage, manufacturer, whatever. So I can kind of just say, hey, DL confirms home address. Google Maps confirms business address. Please move forward. And let me just make sure there's nothing else.
Yeah, do you think that with submitting with this other PG is going to increase the offer at all? Because I think last time we did get the max approval at 250. We're just trying to see if using this PG who has a better credit, like if that's going to get us anything better.
I think from what I can see here right now, the kind of internal on-deck score, as we say, is pretty high with just George, probably because his credit's really good. So I would say let's try to see what we can do as is with just the George on it. And we would probably be able to do checkout here as long as everything goes through. So that should be pretty good. So, yeah, I would say just send me that DL that shows the Hawaii Avenue, and I can try to just move it forward as is and then, you know, potentially get 250 again. I mean, it looks like it would hit all the right notes to get there anyway.
Okay. In this one, let's just make sure that we have only Georgi Dmitriev-Velev as the PG then so we can get that online checkout as opposed to the other guy.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I have right now. So, yeah, just send me, if you want to send me a deal right now, I can just kind of do it all one shot while we're, and then you got a couple other if you want to run through those too.
Yeah, I saw another thing that I needed a little bit of help on with El Guericchio. You mentioned something about, let me pull up your email, because I know that we got that one rescored and got a higher approval.
Indeed. So taking off the other owner, actually, so sometimes when you have kind of merchants with a big gap in FICO scores, if we have 50-50 ownership, then it would increase the score because then instead of reading the blended average of the two, you'd have just the stronger of the one kind of. And again, it wasn't like a huge move, but it at least got us the 18-month term and also an extra five, you know, to 100K even. Were they looking for that amount or are they looking for more?
I think 100K is going to tie them over for what they need. We're doing some like equipment financing for them as well, and so I think 100K covers that difference that we're not able to do for the equipment side. But I just had a question about the second email that came in that said, we funded this customer in the past through a different location, Charo Corporation. What do we need to do with that note and stuff? Like, I haven't really run across a situation like this before, so if you could just kind of explain a little bit.
Sure. So basically, so our team had noticed that there is a second location, so that's why they designated the, like, on the end of the approval, like, on the, it says, like, the address. That's our way of indicating that there's another address we know about. So then I started digging, and I saw, so then when I was like, El Gaucho Corporation dash, like, the business address, that's our indication internally that this is a multi-location deal. So then I was like, okay, so that means that there must be something in our system showing, you know, this merchant has another business. So then very simply I just did some, you know, cross-referencing, and I picked up a deal, and I found a deal that we did with the merchant, like, in 2012 under Charo Corp. That address. So then, so basically with that info, I was like, okay, well, you know, in that case, we if the merchant wanted to, you know, do a little more, you know, I would say let's hold off for the time being, but see if we can close this one as is. And then, if, you know, after it's done, be like, hey, you know, they, you know, on deck had noticed you had, they funded you with this other location. If you want, we can try to get you a separate deal for that one, since we can, you know, we can fund multi-locations as long as they have different tax IDs and different bank statements.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. So basically with the multi-location, what's the max exposure that we can have?
Good question. We learned, so me and Grant were, me, Grant, and DK were on that Grimaldi's deal, if you recall, last month. So I know that, I'm assuming DK is still working hard on that one. That was kind of like a high priority one for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so max exposure we can do with one merchant is 600,000, and that's with up to three entities. So that's what that's how we are able to get that one approved for 600 between the three entities. Obviously, it was well qualified from a revenue standpoint. So it was, you know, once we kind of figured out which entities would qualify, we just sliced and diced it and got those three.
Okay, makes sense. So basically, with this one, you're only finding two locations, but we might have the possibility of funding that second location if that location wants some additional money, is like the scope of your email.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct, exactly. So, we only knew that because we had already funded them, so it's just one of those things that just happened to encounter, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
Let me see. Actually, something I was realizing, I think those, speaking of Grimaldi's, I'm just looking at those deals. I think a couple of them may be expiring shortly. I think we got about one week left on those before having to rerun. I know probably DK is all over that one. Same thing with Grant. So just let me know if there's any sort of feedback or anything more you need. Since that one, I mean, I think all three are ready to go via checkout.
Yeah.
Now that we cleared it, so it's really just a couple of clicks away from 600K.
All right, cool. Let me see where DK's at. We haven't heard a lot of movement on that deal for a while, so I hope that there's no, like, real issues. But we'll let you know. I'll bring that to his attention.
Good. Yeah, no particular rush. I know that's like, you know, he dropped everything for that deal, so I know it's, you know, he's definitely working it. I'm trying to think. Any other ones that want to talk, at least while I had a chance to go over? I know we had a couple of pretty huge ones that were looked pretty good. What else? Hold on a second. Creative packaging. Hold on. Let me see if I got... Oh, actually, well-timed. You have to increase on... So that creative printing packaging one that Kara was speaking about earlier. So that we weren't able to get an increase on the term. Main reason was for... The guy's got kind of some banged-up credit. He had a foreclosure plus 100K. Worth of past dues currently reporting still. So even on top of the foreclosures, other problems. I submitted it to a separate underwriter, a higher-up one, and he wasn't able to give me a longer term, but he said he'd be able to give the 12-month a 175 approval. I don't know if that helps. I know the guy's looking for more of a term extension, but, yeah, at least got something.
That was for creative packaging, you said?
Creative packaging, yeah. So he just picked it up and changed it at 3:23. That was 2 minutes ago while we were on the line. So I'll see if he can resend the offers email so you have that one in file. And let me know if you need anything special on that one.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make sure Kara is aware of the conversation and what we talked about. So, all right. I think we've covered everything. I'm going to email you that guy's driver's license right now, and then hopefully we can get an approval here.
Cool. And then that other one, just last one, that Mellar, so just month to date, the guys' deposits were dropping, so it makes sense. I was trying to be like, oh, come on, why you ask for it? So I'm like, okay, I get it.
it's a valid request.
Valid. Yeah, okay. So month to date, and that one should be getting a good offer pending, we're looking probably at 150 to 200. His credit's phenomenal, or per credit, I should say, is phenomenal. Everything is good. It's just a matter of, if September shows good, we got a good chance for a big approval. If it's not so good, may get a capped offer, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Sounds good. Once I get the month today, I'll also send that one through.
Good deal.
All right. I'm sending you that guy's driver's license for McLaren right now.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you for your time.
No problem. Well, if I don't speak to you, have a good rest of the day and a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Take it easy.
Will do.
All right, bye, Noel.
See you later.